Fret Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 50th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Matteo Cocco, who is the DOP of the film Bye Bye here at the festival. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell our listeners what the story of this film is about, from your own perspective?
From my own perspective, the movie is about a father and son relationship. The movie has a historical background. It's set in the early 90s in Kosovo, but for me, it is a very universal story. It could take place anywhere in the world in any time.
Yeah. Now, before we get to talking about stylistic choices and different things that might have happened during the production, which I'm very interested about, I'd like to know, I'd start off with the obligatory question of how you got involved with the film in the first place.
I've been knowing Vizar, the director, for a few years. We had many common friends, but we never had the chance to work together. And a couple of years ago, Vizar came to me and said, you know, I would really like to work with you. And I wrote a short film, and that was a good chance, like, to get to know each other. So we made a short film together, and 2 years after that, he gave me the script for Bye Bye. And that's how we started working on this movie.
Yeah. And was it an open collaboration?
It was a really open collaboration, yes. I think it was good that we made a short film together before, because that was kind... I knew how Vizar was as a director, the way he worked with actors, what he likes, what he doesn't like, and on the other side, he would know how I work and how I like to work, like my style. So that was a perfect way to work together.
I mean, what I really like about this film is that it is very universal, and at the center of the film is the father and son relationship. But maybe more so than that, it's very much, almost sometimes it's very visible, this kind of perspective of the child. And so this journey that he undertakes is humongous. It's huge. It's very grave. And yet, it has the feeling of sometimes being a kind of a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. Was that something that shaped your approach?
Definitely, that was one of the first topic we had while approaching, like, the visual style of the movie, because we knew the main character, he will be in every single scene of the movie, so he will every moment of the film is seen through his eyes. So we tried to think, how would this guy see the situation? So we approached every scene, we looked the scene from the outside, and then we thought, okay, how would he see that scene? And especially in the second part of the movie, when the boy reaches his father in Germany, it's the end of a journey, but it's actually the beginning of his inner journey. So the way he sees, like, this new country, which is, for me and for Vizar, the country we live in. So it was very difficult to find the way to replicate this pureness of the first time of seeing something. Yeah.
And of course, there's a bit that particularly stands out, because it seems to me like it must have been really incredibly hard to shoot, and that is the bit in the scene in the water. Can you tell me a little bit about how that was constructed and how the filming during that scene went?
That was definitely one of the most difficult parts in the shooting, because the shooting took place in several countries, in Kosovo and Macedonia and Germany, and we shot the whole segment in the water in Macedonia, and we knew that it would have been too difficult to shoot it in real open sea. So we chose Macedonia because it has a very huge lake, Lake Ohrid, which has many characteristics that remind of a sea, the way the waves move and so on. And that was for us a better environment to shoot that. Nonetheless, it was really very, very difficult, because shooting on water with kids, it was like, it wasn't easy.
And was it a big crew?
I wouldn't say it wasn't a big crew, like, all over the movie. We just have a normal crew, and of course the biggest limitation as usual is time. We had a very tight budget, and we had to shoot a lot of scenes every day, and of course we had to deal with a boy who is not able to shoot that much and who gets tired also very quickly.
In that particular scene that we were talking about, that scene is also shot at night, which is always kind of like a tricky thing to do on top of the already difficult situation that it follows. But also there are moments, even especially like in the first part of the film, where like the colors also depict this kind of world in which this kid is growing up in a specific way. And I'd like to know about these particular choices as far as color palette is concerned in achieving that tone and mood in the film.
Yes, that was one of my main concerns, like creating a color strategy for this movie, because the script is basically divided into two blocks with the childhood part, I would define like this, in Kosovo, and then the second part in Germany, where this boy becomes an adult. And so I started choosing a very warm color palette for the first part of the movie. So because I wanted to look like something from the past. I wanted to give the impression that it's like a memory of like some time in the past. And I added, of course, a little cooler colors and elements just to give the impression of pressure, and that there is something that it's not really going really well. And as soon as we moved to Germany, of course, there is this very long night scene on the water, which has a very neutral palette. There is almost no color. It's basically black and white. And then as soon as we get to Germany, the color palette switches like completely on the other side, because the architecture, the color, the location we chose were like very on the gray, cool side. There are some greens, but it's not a warm color. But at the same time, I worked on adding colors from the childhood, like in the very background of the image. So there is always some contrast between like this warm and childish kind of palette and this kind of more rough, cold.
Yeah, there's a lot in it, because when you think about it, aside from the actual themes that the film has to have or carry in a believable, incredible way, then there's also the environment. So obviously you have to be open to all these different environments as well, and the different countries or settings in which the film is taking place.
Yeah, exactly, and that was mostly the most difficult part of the movie. We took a lot of time for preparing the movie, like choosing the locations, and it was very, we wouldn't, Visa wouldn't be happy so quickly about something, and I was also pushing to see, okay, let's see, maybe we find something better than that. So to fit everything in the palette, I think it's very important to give yourself a set of rules so you're able to break them afterwards. But if you don't have those rules, then you really don't know where the film is going, and that's very important.
Very important to make certain decisions and not settle for a middle ground.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. It's a really great film, and I really enjoyed watching it, and it looked fantastic. So I thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.